Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Keville Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So we're here in a Georgian restaurant with Tamara, you're the owner and manager, the owner. We've got a busy table here this evening of almost 10 guests. I think a lot of people in London, they know about Georgia, but they don't know about the food. And I've never been to Georgia, but Al has, and he tells me the food in your country is spectacular.
Georgian cuisine is quite, very diverse. So, for example, I'm going to recommend you order, Badrigiani. It's aubergines with grind walnuts with some Georgian spices. Also, Ispanaki is steamed spinach. It's also very popular. It is also very healthy. Chapuri is 21 here on our menu.
I like that.
It's a cheese bread.
It sounds, had that before.
Yeah, that's delicious.
It's a cheese bread. It sounds very simple, but when you try it, you will...
Like cheese on toast?
No, nothing like that. It's really, really good. Sometimes when people don't order khachapuri and I try to convince them, we just give
anyway.
It. Because they have to have it. You cannot just let them go without having khachapuri.
So khachapuri, is that the national dish of
Georgia? That's a cheese bread.
It's fish and chips?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not that, khachapuri is quite sophisticated. Kuchmaji, it's kind of tricky to pronounce.
Pork
it's
lungs, like, so that's kind of offal of the...
Yeah, lungs, liver and heart, very, very good.
Is that popular with English customers?
Very popular.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow, I thought they'd be a bit squeamish.
From the main courses, I am going to recommend that you order our famous giant dumplings, khinkali.
The Georgian classic.
The Georgian classic,
yeah,
I mean, you must have it if you are in the Georgian restaurant. However, our best-selling main course is still 41. It's a spicy lamb casserole in wine and tarragon sauce. I mean, I can tell you that everything you try is really delicious. And
we
then I would like to try our dessert, Ideale. It's very, very
Ideale,
popular.
I remember it.
The walnut cake is something really to die for.
I remember that.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. And from my my travels, when people ask me what was my favourite food, I usually rank Georgian up in the top five.
When she described that, your eyes lit up at certain, certain ones.
Yeah, there's some
got place in your heart.
The khachapuri, what you described as cheese on toast, was what fueled me across Georgia. I remember Georgia's being very good food, lots of wine and lots of hospitality.
Where does their wine culture come from?
Well, Georgians will claim that they invented wine. I don't know much more than that, but I know they enjoy it.
The cooks, are they all Georgian?
Everyone is Georgian.
So how do you find Georgian chefs in
London? Oh no, it's very hard. It's almost impossible. To be honest, I trained them. All of them are students.
You trained them?
I trained all
yourself.
Of them. Yeah, myself. Yeah.
Really?
It took
what?
Like 3 months. You know, no one ever taught me. I never used any recipes. Just when I eat, I can taste it, so I can cook it. Everyone used to tell me, you have to open a restaurant, and I would just joke, yeah, me a restaurant. Are you kidding? And here I am. English customers, they're very curious. They come and say, what is Georgian food? You know, like from King George or what?
Regency.
Or Atlanta, Georgia. And we say, no, you should come because it's such a great food. I know I'm biased, because I'm Georgia, but it is great.
What cultural influences do you think
because we're Georgia is on Silk Road, so the influence was, from Asia and so I think Georgians, picked up all the best things from different cuisines. Because we are trying to be Georgian as well as modern, it's a family restaurant. Lots of people when we started helped me just for nothing. I learned how to open a wine bottle, I learned how to serve, how to I knew how to cook, but all these bits and pieces.
So we're here in the kitchen of Tamada with, what was your name?
George.
George from Georgia.
Yeah.
What are you making, George?
Khinkali.
The national dish of Georgia?
Yeah.
So, making this dough requires a lot of strength. That's
right.
Why, you need a strong man who can do it. Because, it should be, this dough should be like a silk in order to be able to, put as many wrinkles as possible.
You need it? How long do you do that for?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
What, that one piece of dough?
No. No, actually, it takes about a few hours. You make a dough and you put it in a plastic bag, keep it for an hour, then you take it out, then you do the same thing like he's doing now. So then he makes this small round, like coins. And that's when you require also a lot of strength to flatten them. They should be really, really thin. It is very important that, the stress of the dough is just right.
How many do you make a day?
Depends.
About 120. Now he can show you how actually this hingali is made. Put some meat in the middle.
Where did you learn how to do that?
Yeah.
Did
you? So more wrinkles can you make, more professional your.
Right.
And also this meat inside, it just it gets distributed in.
Someone was telling me earlier that the test of a good Georgian woman is the number of wrinkles in the top of the...
The ideal one is 19.
19?
So we can count now, there'll be more than 19 there, because it's Arak Mohu.
Is George the perfect woman?
Well, actually, I think Ali is for the men, usually men make hingali.
Normally the men, because of the strength
needed. It requires, but there are some strong women who also...
And now you can do it. When you first made it, how long did it take to get it right? Do you have to practice a lot?
About 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he was slow at the beginning, and then now he makes even more beautiful hingali.
Tomorrow's a good teacher.
The food has just arrived on the table. I know nothing about Georgian food, so I'm fascinated as to what it's going to be, and I've never travelled in that part of the world either, so there's a lot of big talk about how good it is.
So I crossed the border from Azerbaijan into Georgia, and it was about sunset, and I didn't have any food in my bag, so I just thought, sod it, I'm going to treat myself. And I walked into this cafe, took out a banknote from my pocket, thought, when you get to a new country, I have no idea how much it's worth, gave it to the lady and said, bring me what we can from this. And it was only a few pounds, but massive bowls, a big stew, big glass of red wine, and my taste buds just exploded after months of mutton. Suddenly there's garlic and spices and wine.
Wow. I love Georgian food.
How would you describe Georgian food to someone who's never been before? What's it like? Or is it unique?
I'd say that it's a kind of a incredibly wholesome. There's sort of stews and broths and that kind of thing, but they're sort of spicy, perfect if you're sort of cycling very cold weather and then you come in and you want to have sort of a bowl of just something that just really hits the spot. You've got pelmeni, which is like a Russian dumpling, a very similar thing called hingali in Georgian.
What is hingali?
Hingali is the sort of the trademark Georgian Georgian food base. It's these big dumplings, sort of like pasta dumplings, and they're full of soup with meat inside, and you eat them in a particularly special way. If you don't eat them in that way, you look very silly.
My first ever hingali.
They bite it, bite inside. Oh no,
remember
you've
that.
Lost
that. I completely ballsed it up.
Oh, you lost more, I can see it.
The juice has gone on the plate and not in my mouth. I'm furious. The one I've gone for straight away is the kukumachi, which is
that one.
Pork lungs, liver and hearts braised with onion and Georgian spices, and it's fantastic. Have some lung.
Have you ever eaten lung before? And how do you find it?
I've never eaten lung before. This will be my first ever lung experience. That's really tasty.
What's it taste like?
Like a tastier version of minced beef.
I think it's excellent. I've never even thought about coming to a Georgian restaurant before, but so far so good.
Tom, this is your cheese on toast. When I cycle through Georgia, I seem to be fueled by mostly that stuff.
What's this one called here?
It's khachapuri, cheese bread.
What do you think of the cheese pasty things?
It's exactly what I'd eat. Bread and cheese is like the ideal meal for any time of day.
I'm not quite sure what the aubergine is. In addition to the aubergine, I'm not quite sure.
This tastes rather like a Georgian baba ganoush, so I really enjoyed in the Levant.
The one that looks like eyeballs, in spanaki, which is steamed spinach with onions, fresh herb and walnuts, and then they grind it into a kind of paste and then mould it.
Yeah, there's certainly the use of walnuts.
One thing I quite like about this place, I was talking to the owner tomorrow, and she told me she's not a chef, she's not a foodie, she knows nothing, she didn't really know about food. All she knew was that Georgian food was very, very good. It seems like quite a good reason to set up a restaurant, just done on passion alone.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.